Hello, Big Launch Masterminders. This is Jessica Caver Lindholm, and welcome to week 8 of the Big Launch Mastermind. At this point, if you're following right along with the training, you've probably already launched your group program, and you're probably about a week in. So this week, what we're going to be really focusing on is what to do between doors open and doors closed. You know, generally, what we find in launches is that people usually sign up right in the beginning. They get excited, you know, the new program's here, they totally want to be a part of it, and sign up right away. Or oftentimes, you know, as people do, we have a tendency to wait, and I'll get to that, and, well, I don't really need to sign up yet, still not starting for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month. And so then we kind of put things off and delay. And so what our job is as the launch creator and wanting to get our program out there and get people signed up for it is it's our job to create a sense of urgency in between those two points of doors open and doors closed where you consistently have people still signing up. I mean, I know some people who, you know, kind of make peace that they know the majority of the people are going to sign up at the beginning and then half at like the end. I don't personally love to work that way because it can make for a little bit of a scary, stressful couple of weeks or so between doors open, doors closed, wondering, am I going to hit my numbers? What's going on here? Where is everyone? So I really do love to use some sort of sign-up boosts, I call them, to keep people taking action, keep people moving towards signing up for your program. And so that's the big focus of this week is, you know, first of all, let's take a look at your current launch. You know, if you've had it open about a week, that most likely means that people are just now getting familiar with it. They're just now, you know, signing up for your launch lead magnets, starting to work through your live training, your video series, something like that. And that can definitely take a couple days before someone moves through that and really takes that material in and potentially is interested in your program. And so from this point, it's our responsibility to keep reminding them why they signed up for that launch lead magnet, that they're interested in this topic, that they want to learn more, and that you've created the solution for them in this program. So first thing that I want to do is to just, you know, really give yourself credit for everything that you've accomplished up to this point, that this is a big process, and I'm sure you've learned so much about creating group programs and the launch sequence, and I'm sure you've learned a lot about yourself even in the process. You know, that's the beautiful thing about creating our own businesses and programs and launches and so forth, is that we consistently get to explore ourselves. We get to uncover these fears and obstacles and limiting beliefs we didn't know were there. We get to acknowledge them, and then we get to move forward anyway. And so every step that you're taking is, yes, to create income, to create a business, but also to dive deeper into who you really are and how you can step into being the fullest expression of yourself in this world. So give yourself a little credit for how far that you've come already and how much you've learned, and think back 7 weeks ago, you know, 8 weeks ago before we started, and how much you knew at that point about this entire process versus where you are now. So I know it's easy sometimes to step into overwhelm and be like, oh my gosh, there's still so much here. Well, yes, that's kind of what happens. We learn more and then we realize there's more to learn. And the more we learn, the more we realize we don't know type of thing. But that doesn't mean that you haven't learned so much and that you haven't been able to implement it and that you won't just keep getting better and better at this. So really give yourself some permission to celebrate yourself here. So the first part I want to check in on are your launch sales on track for your income goal? you know what your original launch income goal is. You know how many people you want to have signed up for this program. You know, we figured that out a couple weeks ago. So how many days have passed since you released your launch lead magnet, and how many signups do you have for your group program at this point? You know, what's the minimum number of signups that you desire to have in your group program? Something to, you know, I've got some great exercises for you here in the training guide that I put together that's going to walk you through some of the mindset pieces that I even use along with these systems and structures. You'll see an example here of Freedom School is the main example I'm giving you, but of my sold out sticker I put across Freedom School. And I kept that as my background on my laptop throughout my launch, knowing that that program would sell out, knowing that I would get to send that picture out to my list. I would share it with my Facebook group, and really keeping that visualization strong and keeping the mantra strong of I am easily receiving a minimum of blank ideal clients signed up for my group program by blank dates. These are two pieces that I really recommend that you have in place to really bolster the mindset piece in addition to all the systems and structures that you're doing. Don't swing way too far into the masculine and live there the entire time through your launch. Like, yes, there's more hustle and there's more push in that in a launch in the masculine than sometimes in other parts of our business, but you've still got to swing into the feminine as well. You've still got to give yourself permission to go back into the self-care practices and the mindset work, and giving yourself like a beautiful mantra and a visual like the sold out sign that I show here in the training guide to really keep yourself moving forward and to keep yourself in a space of already feeling like you've had the successful launch that you're in the process of creating. So we need to know, take the number of signups you desire for your group program, divide them by the number of weeks currently left in your launch or currently in your launch, so that we know how many signups a week do you need to have to stay on track. And from this point, it gives us the knowledge to know, do we need to add in some signup boosts to increase enrollment? Now, I put a little bit of training in this training guide, you know, not just questions, under the when to add in signup boosts to increase enrollment in your program section, so that, you know, it explains a little bit more what we typically see happening in launches where you start, you know, people sign up right away with doors open. You usually get a little bit of a lull, and then they pick back up towards the end and your doors close. And so the intention of these sign-up boosts is to remove that lull. And so this could be by either adding in bonuses incentives or by creating a sense of scarcity. So bonuses and incentives are something like giving away a one-on-one coaching session to the first 5 or first 10 people who sign up for your program. Early bird pricing, special, you know, offers and add-ons, those sort of things are bonus trainings, giving potential clients something additional when they enroll. The other side of it is the scarcity piece, when you know, okay, there's only this many spaces left, or price is increasing, it's going to be more soon. Like, there's two sides to play this, and you really have to check in on what's authentic for you. I know some people are very against creating a sense of scarcity, and some marketers love it, and that's pretty much all they do is they keep their audience a bit in a fear space. I'm not a big fan of that alone, but I do think that there's a space where you can merge these together. Like, I love to give my audience something that they can walk away with that they feel really good about if they sign up now, if they are fast action takers, because I love to work with fast action takers, so that's who I'm consistently attempting to attract here. At the same time, I feel like it's common courtesy to let someone know, hey, the price is increasing, or hey, there literally are only 5 spaces left. It's not out of a, you better hurry and sign up, this is your last chance forever, and then your whole life is going to implode. Like, that's not what I'm trying to create here. But I am creating a bit of a sense of scarcity, as well as just being a common courtesy to let someone know who's interested, like, hey, this is selling out. Like, if you're interested, now's the time. So are you currently using sign-up boosts already to increase enrollment in your group program? This would be like your early bird pricing. And if you are they working? Are you on track with your sign-ups at the moment? Or do we need to adjust something to increase enrollment? For example, you know, what I share here in the training guide is maybe early bird pricing is working great for you, but you're not being forward enough about it, so your audience isn't aware that they should sign up now. What I mean by this is I see, you know, especially for new entrepreneurs or someone who's doing one of their first launches, that you can be a little timid. Like, okay, yay, here's my email. Like, you tell a story, and then, like, in the PS section hidden at the end underneath everything else, there's, like, by the way, the early bird pricing ends tomorrow. You've got to be bold and clear with your audience, and this is why a minimum of 3 emails need to be going out a week, if not 4, that are straight up telling people what's going on. Like, you're in the midst of a launch. You don't need to be totally wooing them right now with great storytelling. Like, yes, do share some stories. Connect with your people. Build a relationship. And at the same time, you've got to be clear with what's going on, especially, you know, even with your headlines. Early bird pricing ends today. Like, you don't need to be any more sugar-coated in your headline than early bird pricing ends today, and then in parentheses, you know, click here now to take advantage of the special offer or something like that. Like, don't make people search for it. Everyone's busy and they want to, if they're interested in what you're doing, they want to open your emails. And when they open your emails, they don't want to be met with a dissertation. Like, tell a little story, share some great photos, make it clear, have some bullet points or bolding, and make your sign up now or click here buttons or take advantage of early bird pricing super obvious. There's a space in your training guide that if you need to create some additional sign-up boosts, go check that out. Go brainstorm. What are some additional sign-up boosts that would feel good to you? Do you want to include a one-on-one coaching session for the first, you know, certain number of people who sign up? Is there an amazing resource that you have access to, like maybe a different training guide you've created in the past, an audio, like something that you could include in that they would find really beneficial? You know, something that I've enjoyed including in the past is, like, if you sign up by a certain amount of time, you'll get access to a special Facebook ad bonus or training, or you'll get access to, you know, copies of my contracts for your use so that you can create your own coaching agreement based off of this. Something else you could do, depending on the size of group you want, is, like, literally hire your VA team and let them create something for your sign up. So maybe the first 5 people who sign up will have a custom made logo designed for them. There's so many pieces that you can add in. It's really about knowing your people, what will they value, and what can you add in to create a sense of urgency and inspire them. Inspire is the big word here. Inspire them to sign up today. Okay, so gauging your audience's response and which steps to take next to sell out your program. The first piece that I tap in here into here is going back to the self-care and the wealth consciousness practices. And the reason that I do is somewhere right about here, somewhere right about in week 2 of launching, we seem to slip into, oh my God, is this going to work? Like, typically what we see is that you maybe get a whole bunch of signups right in the beginning, like 5 people signed up off of your live call. Woohoo, this is going to be so easy. And then maybe there was a bit of a drop in the signups, and then we slip into, was that it? Is this actually going to work? Is, you know, was this, is that it? That's probably the big piece that just keeps going through your mind. And this is why you really have to have that self-care and that mindset practice that's consistently supporting you through this launch process so that you don't live there. It's okay to walk through that space now and then. You know, it can sometimes inspire us to look at the bigger picture and think of other ways that we can connect with our audience and inspire them to join our program. But don't dwell in that and then start to slip into, yeah, no way, this isn't working. Like, what did I do? Oh, no, space. Like, that's why we have the self-care. Like, are you sleeping enough? Are you eating well? Are you practicing your yoga or being active? Are you receiving the coaching that you need to feel really supported and heard and visible? Are you reading your wealth consciousness on a regular basis and using your mantras? So that's the first piece of this before we really gauge the audience's response, is make sure that your response is in check as well. And then we can start to look at what's actually going on in terms of metrics and what's the launch look like. So from that point, what is the open rate and click-through rate on the launch emails you're sending out to your list? You have to at least have some sort of an idea of what's going on here. Like, if you're sending, you're like, yep, sending out my 3 to 4 emails a week and being super clear, and then your headlines are terrible and you didn't realize that your open rate is like 3%, that's not going to serve you. You've got to keep a pulse on these basic metrics during your launch sequence so we know what's going on. Are you noticing that there's a particular headline or style of email that's getting the most opens or higher click-through rates? You know, I think someone in our group was mentioning that when she puts question marks after the headline, that more people open it. I've noticed sometimes, like, if I put someone's specific name, like you can put a first name option in the headline, that it feels more personalized and they'll open it. Sometimes by doing something really simple, like, you know, hey, first name, did you read this email? Question mark. Like, something as simple as that can be really powerful to get someone to open your email. So really keep an eye on what's working, what's not, and how can you add in more of the style that is working to inspire people to open your emails. Going back to, how often are you mailing your list? Are your emails clear and engaging and to the point, or do the calls to action get totally lost? This is what I was mentioning earlier. Like, do not write a dissertation to your list with the links and the call to action hidden somewhere in the woods of your story on something. Like, you're just, yes, we want to connect with people. Do tell stories, but keep it clear and easy to understand. So if you want to tell a big, beautiful story, great. Then you need to have some links sooner up in the email. So for the people who don't want to read the entire story, they can click right away. And at the same time, the people who do want to read the story, you know, have another link in the midsection, have another link at the bottom, and keep those really easy to see. The last part of this section here of really gauging the response that you're getting and adjusting is, do you feel excited and proud about what you've created in terms of your group program? Because somewhere around here, when we start to potentially flip into is this going to work mode, we can start to beat ourselves up. You know, wow, I don't know what pipe dream I was in, why I decided to create this program. No one's ever going to sign up for this. Like, 5 people or 3 people signed up, and I want 25. Like, what did I do? We start to go into that space. And if you'll allow yourself to reconnect to what you were excited about in the first place and why you created this program, it will really serve you. Look back at what you've created. What was the why of it? Why are you so excited to share this with people? Why do you think this material is really valuable? Get yourself back into that space. And then from that space, get out there and share it with the world. You know, share this excitement with your audience, both with your mailing list, your Facebook groups, you know, if you're on Twitter, like wherever it is that you hang out, tell people why you created this. That's so much of what all of this selling process is you get an idea for something, you're inspired, you have a specific why, you connect with your audience by sharing your story and how you're similar to them and how you've transformed, and then you've created a solution. Solution, which is this program that you believe is really powerful and going to do a lot for them. If you stay in your power around those 3 sections, this program will sell itself. And then give yourself permission to speak about it and email all about it as often as really feels comfortable so that you can inform your list. And so if you don't feel like you're in your power, how can you get back into your power and really feel confident about both your program and connecting with your audience? And remember, if they're on your list, it's because they want to hear about what you have to offer. It's that idea again, of you can't say anything wrong to the right person and you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. If someone shouldn't be on your list in the first place, like, they're probably going to unsubscribe. They're going to get annoyed during the launch sequence. They're going to unsubscribe. Cool. The people who love you and feel connected to you, like, literally you could email them multiple times a day about this program and they're still going to be interested. I remember when I signed up for, I think it was the first group program coaching anything I ever did about 4 years ago. And four or 6 years ago. And I was thrilled. I was getting like 3 emails a day from this person, and I just thought she was magical, and I loved her stuff, and every video she sent out or every invitation, it just felt so personal. Like, I wanted 3 emails a day from her asking me to join her in her program because I was so scared to sign up. And, you know, I think the price point was about $2,000, and I, gosh, I didn't think I was making that a month, and that was just freaking me out. How could I even do this? But it felt like such an exciting thing at the same time. Like, by her inviting me and consistently reaching out, like, it felt like I was special. Like, well, maybe I can do this. So remember to really be there for your people, to invite them into your program. If they're not signing up, it doesn't mean it's because they're not interested. They might be trying to figure out the money piece, and maybe you need to offer them a discovery session or a money manifestation session so they can hop on the phone with you and really explore what needs to happen so that they can sign up. Like, there's so many reasons, and it's your job to tap in with your community and explore why haven't they signed up yet, and then give them a reason to do so today. Okay, so the last part of this is how to use email marketing to create a sense of urgency as you begin to remove bonuses. In this section, I'm going to be sharing some of my emails from my Freedom School launch. So I'm hoping that these are really helping you see what this email marketing looks like. Like, I know how much it's meant for me in the past to have examples from my mentors and not just feel like I'm out on my own with this blank screen trying to type something up. So I put together a couple. I think I'm putting about 4 examples in here. And the first one's going to be when I officially opened the doors. So that was almost you know, you don't have to wait this long, but that's 5 to 7 days into when the launch sequence had started, because I was using a video series. And so for the first few days, it was really about the video series, kind of hinting at the program, recommending they go to the page. Fourth video was all about the program, but it was kind of hinting. And we never want to just hint at our list. We want to straight up tell them what we want them to do and what the next step is. And that's where this first email that you're going to see here with the doors actually open and introducing the program, that's where that came in. If you're doing like an audio series or a live training call, you could do this email much sooner for sure. The other emails are all about using sign-up boosts to inspire action in your people. So you'll see here, like, I offered a one-on-one session to the first however many people that signed up, or when you signed up by a certain date, you got a bonus one-on-one session. That was one sign-up boost. Another one was early bird pricing. Early bird pricing ends tonight. Early bird pricing ends tomorrow. That's using a little bit more of a scarcity tactic that literally the price is going up. If you get in now, you're going to get the best value. And then the other one you'll see is something, it really depends on the size and the price point. You don't have to do this. Because I was keeping, you know, my first couple groups of Freedom School a little smaller, about 25 people, I offered discovery sessions. I call them decision-making sessions. And they're not like the discovery sessions I do for my private, you know, four-month coaching programs, which often are, you know, 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on what questions the person has, really making sure we're a good fit. In a group program setting, you can definitely, you know, cinch these up a little bit. These are typically 30-minute decision-making sessions for someone to get on the phone, connect with me, tell me what they want to create, for me to assess if I think they're a good fit for it, and if so, for them to then enroll in the program. And I always send out, you'll notice in this email, like, click here to request your session. That does not link directly to my, like, calendar. There is a form that I have someone fill out that's, you know, their contact info. Why are they interested in the program? Like, what resonates for them about the group program? What are their questions about the group program? And if we decide this program is a good fit for them, are they ready to sign up today? Those are the couple things that I personally want to know with my people before I get on the phone with them. What are their goals? Where do they feel stuck? What about this program resonates with them? What are their questions about the program? And are they ready to sign up if the program is a good fit? So there's those examples there for you to review so that you can create your own sign-up boost. Now, I'm not saying you have to do these specific ones. The Freedom School launch was about a 6-week, maybe even a 7-week launch process. So this was a longer process. You have 1 week of doors open and 1 week of doors closed, and then you've got 4 to 5 other weeks in there. So that's why I had a lot of different sign-up boosts, like the one-on-one session, bonus material, you know, special trainings from guest experts, get on the phone with me. Like, I even threw in, and I'll probably show this one next week. Even after early bird pricing had ended, I noticed there were still a lot of people who were clicking and watching and clicking and watching. And so I threw out a, like, one day or 48 hours, $500 off, just click here now for $500 off the program. I threw something like that out there. There's so many options that you can create. And so it's your responsibility to really keep a pulse, keep a check on the pulse of your launch. Are you hitting your numbers? Know what you need to be having coming in per week, ideally how many people you'd like to even sign up per day. And then wake up each day and ask, what can I do today to hit my numbers? And at the same time, really keeping your mindset work in check and taking care of yourself as well, so that you're in that ebb and flow between the masculine and the feminine, between push and receive, and bringing both of those sides together. Awesome. Really great work, guys. You know, you've come so far and learned so much already. Even like what I mentioned at the beginning, like, sure, I'm sure you've learned a lot about group programs, about setting up the launch sequence, but I'm sure through this process, you've even learned a lot about yourself. You know, exploring those fears and those limiting beliefs and just decide, you know, acknowledging them. I see you. Thank you. And moving forward anyway with creating what you really desire in life. And know that as you start to put each of these pieces into place, as you start to layer each of these on top of each other, from, you know, getting clear in the very beginning to what your why was and why you wanted to earn that certain level, to creating your group program, to building your list and your launch lead magnet, and now, you know, starting your launch and then starting to add in these little fine-tuning pieces of certain bonuses and incentives and create a sense of urgency. You use all these layers to create the results and the outcome and the experience that you desire, and then keeping unwavering faith that everything that you're doing is working in perfect timing and that you will get what you desire or better out of this situation. So congratulations on your launch thus far and the success you've created, and I can't wait to hear about all of your launch success. I look forward to seeing you on our group coaching call this week. Bring your questions about sign up boosts, about your launch, like what the next steps are, how do I get more people to sign up, or actually I'm already hitting my numbers, do I even need to put sign up boosts out there? Those would all be great questions to bring to this week's training and coaching call. So happy to connect with you here in week 8. We've got one more week after this before we wrap up the program. So this is the time to really focus in, go hard, take yourself forward, and get the results that you desire. I'm so happy to be here with you. And this is the Big Launch Mastermind. I'm Jessica Kaver-Lindholm. I'll see you guys soon. To Living Free.